John Gross, we're going to go to you with story number one. This is a piece that's coming out of a publication called Florida Politics. Florida Politics. And let me read you the headline first, couple graphs, and I want you to comment. Headline, legislature approves condo 3.0 bill to boost board accountability in building safety. Let me just remind the audience, what happens, a lot of these condominium associations are voluntary posts. As a result of that, there's been a lot of allegations and even some convictions related to graft, to cronyism, to corruption, to a variety of different things. People are spending money, their sweetheart deals, their kickbacks come at the condo board. And a lot of people were up in arms after the collapse of Champlain Towers South in Surfside, where nearly 100 people died and $1 billion settlement was paid out. And one of the reasons that's starting to emerge is that basically the association didn't do what was necessary, the board of directors. So the Florida legislature is trying to deal with this. So that's what the story is about. So again, John, Florida Politics is the name of the publication. Headline, legislature approves condo 3.0 bill to boost board accountability in building safety. And here is a subhead. Subhead says, Hollywood Democratic Senator Jason Pizzo noted that he proposed many of the bill's reforms and legislation lawmakers largely ignored 5 years ago. First couple graphs, Sean, then I want you to comment. Malfeasant condo board members and associations that for years have skirted Florida law through loopholes in state statutes may soon face a reckoning due to the reform package now bound for Governor Ron DeSantis' desk. Lawmakers unanimously passed the HB 1021. Which will overhaul state laws governing condo oversight and management by holding condos and their boards more accountable for the maintenance, repairs, reserves, and record keeping. Wyoming Island Republican Senator Jennifer Bradley, who carried the legislation with my Miami Republican Vicky Lopez, gave a brief overview of the measure's provisions. And I'll just hit on a couple of them, Sean, then I'll ask you to comment. Among the things it creates is new education requirement for condo managers and improves transparency by requiring that buildings records be available online to owners. The bill also clarifies obligations for hurricane protection and revises Florida's anti-SLAPP. And that's an acronym for Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participants law to bar board members from using condo association funds for defamation actions. Basically, shut people up who are in the association. They're bitching and moaning. Some of the condo association members, board members have been able to use the funds of the association, basically shut down the opposition. So, John, all that being said, what do you make of this? Did they go far enough? Is this simply a first step? Are we going to see anything significant or material as we go forward, if you're a condo owner?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a good start. As I've always said, I always have said that condo records should be public records and available to anybody. Through the Sunshine Law. And unfortunately, I mean, you know, records that are only available to owners, I mean, that really is like, doesn't help shine the light on a lot of the major problems that are in condos. And it really doesn't shine the spotlight on potential malfeasance. And what it also does is it still gives the division of condos the state agency which is basically toothless it still gives them oversight over condo enforcement, condo law enforcement. I think if you made it a public record,
yes,
then it would shine the light and for all to see all the problems. And would really go a long way to solving a lot of the problems that we've seen. So, yeah, this is a good start.
It's the lowest of democracy.
Yeah. They really need to go further. And I think there was a move some years ago to have condo records be part of the Sunshine Law and open records. But, you know, that never came to be. And I think they just need to go further.
Interesting. Donna, you were making some comments while John was speaking. You currently own a condo.
I apologize. I didn't mean to step on his words. I apologize.
No. That's what the roundtable is for.
But I am fired up. I am pissed. I am pissed. And John, like, is very much more, like, he's a finer gentleman. Like, he's more, dude, I am pissed. And I just want to, shit needs to get wrecked. Like, shit needs to get wrecked. When I had my condo in downtown Los Angeles, it was the first time I was ever on the HOA board, right? So I'd been a journalist already there for like 20 years. Dude, like once I got to see how the sausage was made, No wonder the sausage never gets made. Nothing happens. What was the question again?
I was wondering. I mean, you live in a condo right now,
yes,
in downtown Miami,
and I'm.
You feel as
it.
If you're, but is your association, are they transparent? If you want information, can you get your hands on it, or is it challenging?
It's challenging if you don't know how to get it, but which I think is wrong. But like, I feel like I come to the table with like way more information than most people who are owners in this building. And also the other thing is, like, living in Miami for 8 years, this is my seventh building in 8 years, but it's the first one I bought, right? Like I own the space, or I own the air, I guess is how it works.
Yep.
It's infuriating to try to deal with them because like, I just sort of, I'm sorry, Peter. It's infuriating to deal with my association until I have to push them. Like I have to kind of like act like this or else they don't listen. Like we got all these, suddenly there were all these special assessments, obviously after the Surfside collapse. But I mean, I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm compartmentalizing all this. And I'm like, so wait a minute, let me get this straight. Now my HOA monthly fees that were $525 when I bought in July of 21 are now like over $800 a month. Plus now we have special assessments and our pool has been padlocked chained for months. I mean, there's a lot of problems and I just want people to get loud about it because I don't think shit gets fixed or solved until you get loud about it.